B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Newark woman went home for a, or I'm sorry, not went home, but she went for a mile-long ride under the city of Passaic during Monday's flash flood. She survived.
I have to try that.
She survived the ordeal after being shot out into the Passaic River.
It's wow. Amazing.
A
it's
result
amazing.
Authorities referred to as a miraculous event. Nathalia Bruno is her name. She was in Passaic on Monday afternoon when she attempted to drive through deep water. A powerful storm had ripped through New Jersey on Monday afternoon. Bruno's car began to fill up with water and float as the tide moved it toward a large viaduct opening. And fearing the inevitable, Bruno escaped the car, but the current pulled her with the vehicle into the brook that runs below the city. Bruno continued on in the rushing water until it reached its outlet above the Passaic River near Brook Avenue. When the fire department arrived, this was already over. That's how fast it went.
So walk a mile and realize this woman was traveling through a raging flood.
Yeah. The woman was shot out, swam to the other side of the river, and climbed out on the banks into a backyard. A homeowner called the ambulance.
I want to do it again.
Which took Brooke to the hospital. She was stunned. She was out of it, in shock. She really didn't know what happened to her. And apparently she was okay after that.
Which is amazing.
Miraculous she survived. All right. I got this story from Marissa. This is great. It's from lebtown.com in Lebanon County. Palmyra, New Jersey, apparently for the last 2 years, they're trying to figure out who's been leaving golf balls on the streets, lots, and lawns of the town. Scott Ryan, manager at Click Lewis, which is a new and used car dealership, said that golf balls started appearing on the car lot and surrounding streets about 18 to 24 months ago, and it hasn't stopped. Said there's been no damage. It's not a problem with vandalism. They just randomly appear. The balls appear overnight and are there when employees arrive in the morning. And he said that on Wednesday morning, there were 31 balls scattered around the dealership. The day before, there were 59.
So no security cam footage of anything or
no.
Nothing?
Some mornings, there are only 3 or 4 balls to be found. The most he's found in one day was 65. He said, it's become a joke. Every morning, we go for a walk and we look for them. So far, nothing's been caught on the dealership surveillance cameras. That shows who's putting them there.
It's the golf ball fairy.
He noted that there aren't any golf courses or driving ranges close by. It's been going on long enough that Ryan posted a message about it in the Palmyra Facebook group about a month ago. He said, we got a lot of responses. It's just all over Palmyra. It's a phenomenon. Balls have also turned up in surrounding areas, including Cherry, Maple, Forge, and Prince Streets, Ridge Road, West Main Street, and Horseshoe Pike. Residents of the area were quick to chime in. Either with questions about the issue, theories about the ball's origins, or stories of their own golf ball encounters. Police are aware of it, but there aren't any reports of damage, so they're not really going after anybody.
So there's a tremendous volume of balls that are... I'm amazed no one has seen the placing of these balls anywhere around these towns.
Ryan said he's never reported the matter to the police because no crime has been committed. In fact, he said the phenomenon stopped. He said, if the phenomenon stopped, I'd be upset. I'm getting free golf balls. Thousands, in fact. Ryan said employees at the dealership collect them in a large box, and they put them to use, mostly for practice, because they're not always in the greatest shape. Sometimes, he noted, they do end up on the links. So they're trying to figure out the mystery of the golf balls.
Amazing.
Yeah. Here's another story. All of these are in our general area so far. A person was assaulted with sheets Boom Boom Sauce early Thursday morning in Shippensburg.
I'm not familiar with Sheets Boom Boom Sauce.
Apparently it's a hot sauce that Sheets have, so it's their Boom Boom Sauce. Police said the suspects, who they are working to identify, threw the sauce and hit the victim in the eyes, causing temporary blindness and irritation.
Hot sauce in the eyes?
Yeah, yeah.
Boom, boom, boom sauce. Out go the lights.
Police said that the car that the sauce was thrown from was a white Nissan four-door car with a West Virginia license plate and a missing hubcap on the front right wheel. Anyone with information is asked to call the Shippensburg police.
God damn, those drive-by saucings.
I'm telling you. An iguana crossing the road caused a car crash Tuesday that left a firefighter and his daughter in critical condition, investigators said. The Florida Highway Patrol said that Captain Jeff Power and his daughter were driving along US 1 when a car in the southbound lanes stopped because of a crossing iguana. Officials said a box truck hit the back of the car, then careened into oncoming traffic where it hit a pickup truck head on. Power and his daughter were taken by a medical helicopter to a hospital. They were in critical condition.
So somebody slammed on their brakes because the iguana and caused a chain reaction?
Yeah, they were they thought they were going to hit the iguana. Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to hit the iguana.
Yeah. That's like spanking the salami.
Exactly.
Or whatever,
right? Popping the baloney.
Hitting the iguana. A man
slapping the manatee.
Learning how to drive in the Penn Hill Shopping Center parking lot struck another vehicle and then plowed into the PennDOT Driver's License Center on Thursday evening. So he was learning to drive. Yep. Allegheny County dispatcher said that the call for the crash came in around 8:20 p.m.
I'm not very good yet.
The driver broadsided a vehicle in the parking lot as it was passing the center. The driver continued straight until his car was about a quarter of the way through the building. No injuries were reported. The crash remains under investigation.
A quarter of a way through the building?
Yes, it was moving. It was hauling ass.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A Colorado man has been left with severe swipe injuries.
Oh, no.
After a bear managed to unlock his front door and come inside overnight.
No.
The attack happened early Friday.
Key in here? Okay. And the code 4223? Okay. We're in.
The attack happened early Friday morning.
Let the swiping begin.
In the Aspen area. A public information officer said that the home has a lever handle on its front door that the bear was able to manipulate to break into the house.
It's a region's lever handle. There's an access hole right here. Got it.
He said the home, he said that you're talking about a 400-pound animal. They can
put 380.
They can push down with enough force to sometimes pop those locks.
I'm being lowered in from the ceiling.
The homeowner.
Laser defense system. I can break this.
He said the homeowner heard weird noises coming from the living room.
I'm not a bear.
And discovered a large bear when he went in to investigate. The bear reportedly swiped at his head, neck, and face.
Ooh.
His injuries aren't life-threatening, but he will have to undergo surgery. Authorities are hunting for the bear. And it found it's likely to be killed because of its history with of run-ins with humans. So
it's
they found it, and they killed it.
And they killed it, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So I guess it had run-ins.
I'd like to make one final statement, please.
Run-ins.
The company that makes these lever handle locks. You're really good. I mean, I've always admired your work. You've always provided a little bit of a challenge, and I've appreciated that. Okay, kill me.
Okay, I'm done.
A 58-year-old man was found dead on Thursday morning in Grant Park with stab wounds to the neck and back, and it happened after a woman called police when she saw him on the ground in the same spot for a third day in a row.
Wow.
So by the time it got to the third
day,
she figured she'd call the police.
Yeah. I guess he's not doing well.
At about 9 a.m. Thursday, Chicago police responded to a call of a man found unresponsive near the end of Grant Park. The man was pronounced dead on the scene. Chicago police have since reclassified the death as a homicide. Medical examiners...
He didn't stab himself in the back?
Determined the man died from multiple sharp force injuries in a homicide. And a woman told police she had seen the man in the same spot Tuesday and Wednesday.
I actually ate my lunch on him on Tuesday.
Before deciding to call police on Thursday morning. So
I used him as a table.
And Aurora, Colorado woman says dozens of snakes invaded her apartment following building renovations. Charlotte Moore says the snakes have been getting into her home at the Fitzsimmons Junction apartment since June 2nd when balconies were moved at the complex. So we noticed the smell was really bad, and that's when we started seeing the snakes. She says at least 25 snakes have appeared along baseboards and under furniture, causing her to stay up for most of the night. She said, I'm up at 4 a.m., and I stay up until I literally fall asleep.
That's horrible. That's no way to live.
Moore has a distinct dislike and fear of snakes. She said,
snakes.
She said, to me, snake is Satan, and I don't want to deal with him.
Okay.
She said, you feel me?
Bro. Moore, you feel me, bro? Snakes or Satan? You feel me?
Moore, who has a disabled son, wants to be released from her lease. And a hole was apparently discovered inside the wall in the unit.
Snake hole!
And has now been repaired. So they're fixing it.
We used to work with a guy named Reese who lives in Florida now, and he posted a picture of a snake that was on his front lawn. And we talked about this. Red touches yellow, kills a fellow.
Yeah.
It was a coral snake.
No, are you kidding? Yes. Oh, they're very lethal.
Yes, they are.
Wasn't it living in, like, the molding of his door or something
there
like that?
There was another one that was living in the molding of his door. I don't think that was a coral snake, but
it was a mold snake.
Yeah.
Where does he live?
He lives in Orlando or Winter Park, Florida.
Case, okay. That's wild. How big was it?
It was big enough, you know. Yeah. But, you know, we had talked about it, you know, months and months ago. And then just recently, I said, I don't remember how the rhyme goes. And we talked about, you know, red touches yellow.
Yeah.
Kills a fellow.
Something red touches black. You're okay, Jack.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Snake on my lawn. It's not a prawn.
No, it's clearly a snake.
It's a snake.
Prawns are much smaller.
And it'd be water, probably.
Four members of the infamous Church of Bleach.
Yes.
A father and his three adult sons are facing fraud and contempt charges in Florida in connection with selling industrial bleach as miracle cure-all. Mark Grennan and his sons, Jonathan, Jordan, and Joseph, all from Bradenton, Florida, were charged on Wednesday. Prosecutors in Miami allege the men have been selling their industrial bleach product called Miracle Mineral Solution.
Yeah.
Or MMS as treatment for COVID-19 and other conditions. Prosecutors say the men willfully violated a federal order made in April that they stop selling the distribution and distributing the product. The family also allegedly sent letters threatening violence to the federal judge who issued the order and warned that they may stage, quote, a Waco.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
All along, a special agent with the Food and Drug Administration made undercover purchases of their MMS and exchanged emails with the men. Some of those emails, one of the defendants advised the agent on how many drops of bleach per hour the agent's fictional wife should drink to treat her bladder cancer.
Oh, it fixes bladder cancer.
That too. After a federal judge ordered them to stop selling the bleach, men allegedly moved their online orders to email and required customers to fill out a survey asking customers if they worked for the government or, quote, fake news.
If you liked our bleach, recommend us.
All in all, the men allegedly made around $500,000 in the last year alone from selling industrial bleach as a medical treatment. They average about $32,000 a month. But when they began touting the bleach as a cure for COVID-19 in March of this year, they made $123,000, about a 400% increase in sales.
Yeah.
Wow. So they obviously are in trouble.
Clearly, they don't know the healing powers of radiator fluid, right?
No. Right.
Yeah. COVID-19.
All right, one last story, and then we will end. Let's end with one in our great state.
How yes.
Pennsylvania State Police charged a Maryland woman who they say was driving backward in the left lane of the Pennsylvania Turnpike in Bedford County.
Come on.
Backwards in the left lane. Now, that's not, I mean, she was going in reverse.
Yes, as backwards.
Opposed to driving
the wrong way.
The wrong way. So,
yeah.
Samara, I guess I say her name. Samara Cole.
She was facing the right way. She was just driving in the wrong direction.
Of Silver Spring, Maryland, was reportedly driving in reverse in the left lane of the PA Turnpike at approximately 6 p.m.
I bet I can do this.
They received multiple calls about the Mercedes-Benz. A caller reported Cole at mile marker 150.2, and then another caller reported that she was still traveling in reverse at mile marker 150.7.
That's actually pretty good.
Troopers say that they arrived on the scene and a truck driver had stopped his tractor trailer behind Cole to prevent anyone from being hit.
How fast was she going?
It didn't say. Cole was found passed out in the Mercedes with the doors all locked. EMS responded and Cole was found to be under the influence of drugs and was taken into custody. And there you go. That is your Bizarre File this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.